Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.
Let's start with how they can actually make some money, right? Because we went over this a few different times. But it's always good to kind of say it again. So I know you put this video.
Dr. It's Umar, vitally important.
Dr. Umar strategy. You got to say it three times. Gotcha. So you said the video Relations. Before where you talked about Bitcoin, Tesla.
Yes.
On Monday, we said altcoins. And the reason, but I want to actually just explain why some of these. So the reason why we're saying Bitcoin and altcoins is because he's taken a stance recently over the last couple of months to be very pro crypto. At least that's what he's saying.
Well played.
So he would be the first pro crypto president that we've ever had, right? This is why the Bitcoin community is
rallying behind him. Yeah.
Have rallied behind it and why the price skyrocketed. Now, in full honesty, Bitcoin over the course of time is going to go up no matter who's in president, because you can't stop Bitcoin. But in the short term, it is good for the spike. It's confidence. It's a thing where they feel the administration is not going to try to crack down. There's not going to be a lot of lawsuits. Mm-hmm. So, and as Bitcoin goes, that's where the other altcoins go as well. And we talked about Solana. We talked about Ethereum. We talked about other altcoins that would follow the path of Bitcoin, right? Tesla, I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah, Tesla's an obvious pick.
That's an obvious one, right? And the stock went up $35 today. So that, I don't even think I need to fully explain why Tesla would be. I mean, Elon Musk literally probably won the election for him, right? Financial.
Sure. He turned the poll, literally, in his favor.
The financials and banks. The reason why bank stocks and financial stocks, the reason why we said that is because of deregulation, right? So it's like, as deregulation, and that's one of the things that he's going to push is deregulation, right? Mm-hmm. So deregulation favors financial institutions. So that usually means that that's going to bid well for financial companies' stocks, right? So because I want to just kind of tell them this so yeah. they can have an understanding, as opposed to, you know, we tell them this, but it's like, this is why this is actually being done. And then defense and aerospace, another benefit for Elon Musk, aerospace.
Told you.
But Trump's is his focus is on strengthening the military. He wants to strengthen the military even more, national defense spending, and could grow defense and aerospace stocks. So these are just a few ways. Energy also.
Oil, natural, big.
Oil, natural gas, coal. Yeah. Those Chevron. Are all things. Yeah, those are all things that he's championed. And we expect pullbacks as far as regulation. We expect more investments. So a lot of those companies will probably benefit from the Trump administration. And keep in mind, it's not just the Trump administration. They have the whole situation.
The whole
right?
shebang.
They got Congress. So
yeah.
Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah. Stock Club, shout out to you. I had to call early. I won't give too much of our business away. But I will say you should go look at Twitter. What CEOs were the first ones to congratulate him? Those are the ones that are tied in and have business that has been cleared through that administration already. Had a couple calls today with people who are in his camp. Microsoft is going to do incredibly well. Worried about Apple. Lockheed is going to do well. Anduril, when they become public, will do incredibly well. Tesla to the moon. Starlink to the moon. Lockheed Martin to the moon. For those who say politics don't affect the stock market, I don't know what rock you crawl from under, but when you go back there and smoke your meth, it does have an impact on what the fuck happens in the market. I'm not here for decorum today. The decorum is what got that ass kicked. We are going to have real conversation. Please don't call my phone. I'm not mad. I'm still black. I love y'all. If I made you money, please put yes in chat. We're going to have honest conversation. Bitcoin is going to do well. Solana is going to do well. Vitalik needs to go kiss that ring. BlackRock is going to do well. Vanguard is going to do well. Execute from here. Quit asking all them questions. what information we can get from the White House or sources or whomever, we'll be happy to share. But it is up to you to decide if you're going to invest. And if you don't, oh, and I'll say this too, the housing market is going to go through a lot of inflation and houses are going to get even more pricey. So you can keep waiting to build or buy a home. It's going to cost you dearly over these next 4 years if you do.
And some of the CEOs that were early to congratulate him publicly on Twitter, because it's one thing, like this is going to be Game of Thrones for real, because they could have easily sent the guy a text, right? They got to publicly acknowledge this.
Yeah,
they
kiss the ring.
So Mark Zuckerberg.
Early glaze. Shout to Meta. Shout to Zuckerberg.
Tim Cook. Jeff Bezos.
Satya from Microsoft.
Satya from Microsoft. Publicly. Uh-huh. And they all said the same thing.
Oh, yeah. They hit that group text together. What should we say?
Look at all of those CEOs' tweets. Mm-hmm. They all have pretty much the same exact language. Congratulations on your decisive victory. Mm-hmm. Like three of them used the word decisive. Mm-hmm. We look forward to working with you and moving America forward. Da, 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 da. Nah.
fellas, you know, like when your girl break up with you and you try and get back with her, you come in real nice. That was the CEO energy this morning. Such a decisive win for the country, and we look forward to working with you in unity. Making America stronger again through tech. Got to go kiss that ring to get them deals done. Notice who didn't send a text. Jack from Square. Cross some lines you shouldn't have. Look at Jamie Dimon sent a text. Looked at what... I didn't see Brian Armstrong say too much. Go look at the ones who didn't congratulate. Those are the ones who don't have deals on the table. I'm going to say this too. For a domineering administration, you can't invest outside of that circle. All the players have been set. When they canceled DEI at scale, Microsoft CEOs from what country put it in chat? They made him cancel DEI. Then when the bond market dropped yesterday, and crypto took off, man, it was over. Game, set, match. People already know.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now, during our Black Friday sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing. Limited time. Find a store near you. Visit sleepnumber.com.